from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You know, I understand where David's going with this. I don't really care about draft picks traded. I won't cry over used draft picks. And listen, yes, the price was the price, but to this point, it has not hurt the Browns in a way they've not been able to be competitive. So to me, I understand what he's saying. Though we say the juice being worth the squeeze, that is relative. So, like, and I was thinking about this because this is a bit of a Sophie's choice here. Whether, like last year, I thought opened up a really interesting can of worms because that team caught lightning in a bottle and immediately, as soon as the playoffs, it wasn't even when Joe Flacco left the team. As soon as the playoffs were over, it was good feelings gone. We were all Dory from Finding Nemo. It was good feelings gone.
Keep on swimming.
And, well, I mean, and I think from there, like, I do think Browns fans, and I don't want to speak for everyone, and this is not a criticism, but maybe the season tickets say otherwise. Maybe the social media interaction says otherwise. There just doesn't seem to be the same kind of buzz and hasn't been all offseason. You said, well, they're kind of a boring team because your quarterback's answered, your roster, you mostly brought everybody back, you know what I mean? I think that's part of it. But I think there's this weird balance between team success and Deshaun's success. And so I was thinking about it, like, because I'll be honest with you, I don't think people count the success that they had. I don't think everybody counts the success they had last year. And it almost feels like when it was happening, it was awesome. Oh my God, this is so much fun. Super Bowl, Super Browns. And then the second it ended, it's like it never happened. So the kind of follow-up on this is, does the success count for the Browns if Deshaun isn't the cause?
I mean, there will be some people that don't give him any credit if they have success. I, however, on the other hand, am going to. Because the quarterback always matters. So for the team to have success, the quarterback can't be dog crap.
So here
he can
was,
be average.
So, well, but here's where I think you and I are on the same street, or at the very least in the same neighborhood. If Deshaun played for 12 games, let's say the Browns were like a 500 team, but Deshaun plays for 12 games, plays like the 13th best quarterback in the NFL. I don't know why that number is stuck in my head. And then he gets hurt again, and let's say it's for the rest of the year. And then you get 5 regular season games of Jameis, and let's say you even go to the AFC title game with Jameis. So instead of getting bounced out in the first round, you actually either get the number one seed in the conference and get the bye, or you win 2 playoff games at least before you get bounced out in the AFC title game. Do they still get credit, or is it partial credit because it came with somebody who isn't Deshaun?
Partial credit, probably.
Do you know why? Do you know what it reminded me of? Right, remind me of the Nick Foles thing. The glow on that Super Bowl. Again, they won the Super Bowl with Nick Foles. Lasted roughly 6 months because they went right back to Carson Wentz. Nick Foles went off to, it was Jacksonville first that he went to, and they went right back to Carson Wentz, a guy who that town had a very, not maybe as complicated as our relationship with Deshaun is, but had a very complicated relationship with Carson Wentz. Mm.
Carson Wentz, man, that dude fell off, huh? Like,
he's in Kansas City. Get ready for the Carson Wentz redemption tour.
He'll start a playoff game against the Browns.
Oh, don't do that. Because remember, the Browns were in the running for the Carson Wentz sweepstakes and traded out of that pick with the Philadelphia Eagles. Can't forget it. Because I remember his first.
Don't forget.
I remember his first pro game when he looked like Steve Young, and I was like, "What's going on here?" 216-474-0092. So has the bar of success for the Deshaun trade, has it changed in the last 2 years for you? And if the Browns have success this year, but it's either in spite of or without Deshaun Watson, does that success count? Does it count towards making good on the Deshaun trade in the first place? Let's go with Steve in Sheffield Village. What's up, buddy? What you got for us?
Well, I like your question. I think it's a great question, and I think the bar hasn't lowered for me. All I want is a Super Bowl, not to just get there, to win a Super Bowl. I watched the Bernie, Kosar days, Brian Sipe, and everything after that, and I've lived here my whole life. All I want is a Super Bowl win. That's what I want, and I'll be disappointed every year that they don't not only make it to the Super Bowl, but to win the Super Bowl. It doesn't mean I expect them to, but this is the best team. You can't argue. This is the best team they've had since they came back in 99. And now they have a quarterback. He was great when he was with Houston. So at least there's a chance he could be great again. He may not be, but he could be great again. If he is, then we get there. And I will not be satisfied with what he did last year if they get to the AFC Championship. Yeah, it'll be feel good for a little bit, but they lose and I'll be ticked off.
All right, so this brings me to kind of where we just were. I know this is a very extreme hypothetical. I'm not saying this is likely, but I'm just thinking a little creatively here. If the Browns win, if that scenario, Deshaun plays 12 games, gets hurt, Browns go on a run with Jameis, and let's say they win the Super Bowl, would that let the Browns off the hook for the Deshaun Watson trade altogether?
Probably not. But to me, I don't care if you're the quarterback and we win the Super Bowl. It's all about the Super Bowl.
Steve, great stuff, buddy.
You might be better than what we've had.
You know what? I've been telling that for a while when I'm out of camp. Just let me in there like Uncle Rico's. Steve.
How do you feel? How do you feel?
Physically very fit, despite
I'm
my
talking
fit.
About how long have you been a fan?
What'd you say?
How long have you been a...
I think we lost Steve. So I've been a fan.
There?
I've been a fan for 35 years. Look at that. Because I was 3 years old when I became a Browns fan. I can't say 38 years because that'd be disingenuous. I didn't come out of the womb like, yeah, beat the Steelers, you bunch of punks. I don't know where he's going with that, though. Little awkward place to end the call. Let's go with Jeff in Cleveland. Jeff, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for
us? What's up, Jeff?
Yeah, I think that Browns themselves, now the big picture is that the Browns have had a small success with Deshaun Watson already. They knew Deshaun. He had a little trouble. He needed a little legal help, okay? He's still getting paid, okay? But the guy still went out there and made the playoffs without him. That's showing that Deshaun made a difference. Go Browns.
Jeff, that was quite a way to gloss over 2 years of ups and downs and tops and turvies, topsy-turvy. I don't think anyone in Cleveland has given Deshaun credit for last year. He played 5 games, and his record is good. And by the way, I will say I thought he played better than anyone gave him credit for, at least in sports talk.
I mean, you're a big Deshaun apologist.
I don't think that's fair.
I'm being a little facetious when I say that, but I mean, you and I have gotten into it throughout the last, you know, offseason, regular season, all those things, because I didn't think you played that well, and you... Don't just take this the wrong way, Nick, but you kind of leaned into the idea that he had 6 really good quarters.
I believe I said he played better than people realize. I think that's different.
All the exact wording.
You don't
here.
Remember the nuance of the very nuanced point that I was making?
Hell of a nuanced point. Hell off.
Hell off.
Hell off.
Playoffs.
Hell off.
Hell off. Does the success count if the Browns succeed without or in spite of Deshaun Watson. More on that coming up. But the 5 at 5 next on 92.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.